congratulations on being picked by the Texans. Was that a team that you thought might pick you? And what did you kind of think? What was your involvement like with them before the draft? Did you have a lot of contact with them, visit, workout, anything?
Yeah, so the only contact I had with Houston was the at the combine. You know, I met with the whole staff and in their meeting. And, you know, I felt good about it because you know, I knew they needed a receiver who could open the field up, and I feel like I fit that mold perfect. So everything went well at the combine, and I think they fell in love with me there.
Are you excited about playing with DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh yeah, I'm super excited to be playing with DeAndre Hopkins. You know, I had a teammate on Notre Dame who's from South Carolina, so that's all he talked about was Hopkins. So you know, I'm very aware of how good he is, and you know, I can't wait to play on the same team as him.
Hey Will, if you could just describe for Texans fans, what kind of player are they getting? What do you hope to bring to this team?
Oh man, you know, I'm gonna be the hardest working guy, you know, day in and day out, you know, and whatever that brings to the team, you know, it's gonna bring. But you know, all I want to do is win. So, you know, hard work is the first thing for me. Getting in and learning that playbook as fast as possible, and just try to get in and make help the team win.
You originally committed to Penn State with Bill O'Brien. What did you like about him when you met him way back then?
I love the whole coaching staff. You know, I love everything about Penn State. You know, it was close to home, my hometown. But Coach O'Brien, he's just how he approached us, and you know, his knowledge of the football game, and you know what he did with the Patriots, you know, a couple years before, and just his knowledge of the offense and how he could have put me in the best position to be the best. And I feel bad that the sanctions did hit because I feel like we had something special at Penn State.
Will, growing up in Philadelphia, how much was Marvin Harrison a role model or just someone that you tried to emulate?
You know, growing up, and I actually never met Marvin Harrison, but, you know, I'm still looking forward to that. But he definitely was someone who I looked up to, you know, just being a young kid, watching the game. You know, he's one of the best. And, you know, I actually didn't figure out he went to the same high school to me until I broke one of his records. So that was pretty funny. But, yeah, I'm still looking forward to meeting Marvin Harrison.
Hey, Will, where are you right now?
I'm in Philadelphia.
You talked about being a hard worker, but what would you say is your best physical skill?
Definitely, you know, being a deep threat. You know, that's the first thing that comes to my mind is being a deep threat, just getting the DBs off me and, you know, opening things up for other teammates at success.
Do you know Jalen Strong?
Yeah, I know Jalen very well. You know, just being from the same area, we, you know, us Philadelphia guys have that tight bond, so... I was actually texting him, you know, throughout this whole process.
Were you guys talking already about potentially playing together?
Actually, we were. You know, I was asking him, like, you know, has anyone been talked about me around the facilities? And you know, he's keeping me updated, and my name's popping up here and there. But I wasn't 100% confident that Houston was going to get me. But you know, once that phone rang, you know, I jumped out my seat. It was the most excited person ever.
What's Jalen told you about this coaching staff and the Houston Texans?
He hasn't told me anything specific. You know, I know Coach O'Brien from, you know, working with him before, when I was in high school. But he was telling me that we at Notre Dame ran some of the same plays that they did at Houston, and that I would fit that their scheme perfect with, you know, my deep threat ability and just opening things up for other players on the team.
What does it mean to you to be a first round pick?
Oh man, that's a dream come true. You know, my goal, you know, ever since I was 7 when I started playing football was, you know, to play in the National Football League. It was never to go round 1, round 2, or round 3, but, you know, wherever I got picked, I was going to be satisfied, so I'm just happy, you know, I got this done the first day.
Well, some people have criticized your hands. what do you say to that? Do you feel comfortable with the strength of your hands and your ability to make catches?
Yeah, I'm very confident. You know, I got over 140 catches in my career. You know, I'm a football player. That's what I like to tell people. You know, it doesn't matter if I catch the ball with my body or my hands. You know, a catch is a catch. But, you know, I'm gonna work at it my hardest to make everything look more fluent. But, like I said, I'm just coming in trying to help the team win.
Well, you said at the combine, Will, that you've been using the jugs machine quite a bit. How much has that helped? And do you feel like you are more of a hands catcher than a body catcher now?
Yeah, jug machines is not a good simulation of, you know, in-game things, you know, how I'm thinking the game, but just getting that repetition of catching all my hands and extending my arms out, it helped me a lot, especially at the combine. I showed that, you know, I was catching everything with my hands, and, you know, it's more just looking at it with your eyes than anything.
What do you think about the opportunity to get to play with Brock Osweiler?
That's great, man. You know, he's new. I'm new. I'm looking to grow with him, you know, just like I'm looking to grow with the whole Houston facility and the whole staff.
Will, there's a lot of receivers in the similar draft grade like yourself. What separates you from this group of receivers this year?
You know, I'm just different. You know, I don't compare myself to anyone else. You know, I feel like I'm the best. You know, I'm gonna come in, day out, and do everything. You know, I love the game of football. So, you know, football is the only thing I'm gonna do, you know, until I'm done. So, you know, it's not gonna be no off the field issues. I'm gonna be locked in, and I'm gonna be the best receiver in the Jets class, I believe.